Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. We are live on Facebook as usual. And I see Jimmy. I see Rachel, who we're going to talk to in just a bit from Explore Ventures. She is already on Facebook Live. And we got a big show. Guys, are you ready? What do you think?
Heck yeah.
I'm getting there.
Yeah, so there
special
is
special coffee.
You know, special coffee with a kicker of
magical
tequila.
Coffee.
Does it still have some?
No,
tequila?
It's got just a tiny kick of Kahlua.
A tiny kick of Kahlua, really? Well, yeah, you know, I've already raided
your liquor cabinet.
Well, after last week, I thought I better start making some plans to refill the tequila bottle. It seemed to evaporate quite a bit.
You might want to make plans to replace your crown, too. Sorry about that.
Yeah, okay. That's a vanilla flavor. Do you taste that?
Caramel.
Oh, salted. That's right. It's salted caramel.
It's really good.
It was leftover
from caramel
or
caramel?
I'm going with caramel.
Caramel by the sea?
Yeah, exactly. That's how they say it in the hood. So we're going to go with that, but you drank all the tequila last week, Bubble Boy.
There's none left? Wait a minute, no.
So I had one sip.
I scheduled another trip that is going to...
Yeah, there's some more there. There's a little
But it's not going to last. I got to prepare accordingly
with this.
With
guy,
this.
It's not.
Well, that's true. So I've already scheduled another trip where the boat is going to take me over to Catalina Island. And so we got the song and everything that I'm going to hear of this.
The wine mix.
26 miles from Long Beach. All right, that's enough of that. But I'm going to go there for a day, and then I'm going to head over to Ensenada, Mexico, and pick up some more tequila.
When is this excursion to the Pacific?
It's going
to
be around the Long Beach Dive Show.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. So I got
June-ish. When is that?
In May. It's going to be May.
First,
they moved it
up.
Yeah, moved it up a month. So yeah, that's what's going on. So fear not, you can drink as much tequila from Mexico today.
Mexico.
As you would like. Now, connected via the web, we got Mr. Walt DeMartini. He is connected down there in South Florida at the Gomez Hilton. Walt, how are you, buddy? Come on in. Are you out at the Tiki Bar? It looks like it is from the video, from what I can tell. But I don't hear him at the moment.
Greg, I think he's having some issues hearing you.
He can't hear me. Oh, good Lord. Okay. And I see Casey.
I'm here.
Casey can hear me. And, of course, I was buried a bugger. So we'll get Walt squared away here in just a bit. Jerry the Diver Guy, I don't see him, though. Where'd he go, Barry? I thought he was going to join us. Has he chimed in yet or no?
Yeah, they're probably still chipping the ice off of him.
That's true. He's up there in the Great White North of Virginia. So the mountains, he's in the mountains, so it's much colder there.
He's not embroiled in some sort of controversy, is he?
You know, I think
Virginia's a lot of trouble this week.
Well, you know, the top three Dems are the top three Dems, and then there's the Republican. I think Jerry is number five to succeed for into governor, so he might be trying to lay low. So when
I didn't
they
realize he was part of the chain of command. That's
pretty
cool.
I think he's number five, right behind the last guy.
Do they have like a state jet they can run us up to mountain divers?
I really doubt it. I think it's going to be more of like if he's going to distance himself as far as possible from us.
And, smart move.
Well, yeah. Sadly, I think there's some pictures of Jerry in drunk face.
Oh, jeez.
And an Elvis costume.
Yes.
Hey, I have a question about all that.
Yes, Casey, go ahead.
I just got a new Samsung phone. You know the little emojis?
No.
I have a blackface emoji. So if I text somebody something and put a blackface emoji, that means I can't run for governor?
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you can run for your life.
Ah.
Okay. Well, there's that. I don't even know what
to
think
of that.
I don't
know. I'm not a Samsung guy.
Yeah. Is there do they have a scuba diver emoji yet? They should.
No. Their emoji's really.
Well, you know, like the thing on the
sharks.
The new Apple phone, you can animate your face, you know, like that emoji thing on the new Apple phones. I haven't seen it where you can put a dive mask on you. And I don't think they have a shark head one either yet, do they?
No.
They should.
I haven't seen that.
We should call up Tim Cook at Apple and say, hey, give us divers a little respect, will you?
Greg, real men don't emoji.
Say that again, Bubble Boy.
Real men don't emoji. The best you're going to get out of me is a semicolon and a bracket.
What about the little poop emoji? That's pretty funny. I do use that a lot.
Well,
yeah. I thought that was
wrong.
Yogurt. I thought that was yogurt.
You is what you is.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
Yogurt.
Chocolate yogurt.
Okay. I think that's probably more appropriate.
Hey, let's get back to the alcohol. I'm having a Divers Down Imperial Ale.
You are? Well, good for you. That's a tasty little concoction there. Where'd you pick up one of those?
Some little liquor store out on Newport Richie.
Yeah, I think they bottle that in Lakeland, Florida, by the way.
Yes, they do, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Ooh, so it's fresh.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's weird. It's a dark lager, though, isn't it, Casey?
It's very dark lager. It's very good, though.
Yeah.
It's low viz, high taste.
And, high alcohol content for beer, too, I believe.
It's now the only beer I can buy since it has a Diver Down flag on it.
Yeah. Way to represent.
I like it. There you go. I like it
when you're not diving.
I like it a lot.
You know, I talked to the brewers about that a couple of years ago when they came out with that Diver Down beer, and I thought it was great and stuff, but I was kind of surprised that they made it a dark lager like that, because I was thinking, well, wait, wouldn't Diver Down be more of like a, you know, a Caribbean kind of light beer thing, you know?
Maybe it's a night dive.
Well, no, they said they kind of took...
You mean like Kalik?
Well, you're right. But they took inspiration from divers up north, like off of Jersey and stuff like that, you know, the cold water folks.
So there's like dead body parts?
Well, I don't think they were going for that, but like the commercial
divers.
There's
a little chunk of cement.
Commercial
it's
divers.
It's a swallow.
Off the Atlantic and stuff. So they were thinking dark and scary and, you know, like
polluted.
New England. No, no.
Muddy water like Boston.
It's low visibility beer.
Right. Low viz beer.
I could have sworn
you drink enough of you'll have low viz.
What are the odds? Yes. So anyway, you can try it if you like it, but it's definitely.
Hello, is this thing on?
No, I muted that a long time ago. There, CJ. All right.
Oh,
so
I'm just hearing that in my headphones. No,
we do have a few things to cover today. Some stories. I'm a little concerned because I was planning to have Jerry the Diver Guy on. I wanted to get his thoughts about this because. There was a minor incident at the dive show in Germany a couple weeks ago with a dive computer that exploded on the show floor. Now, it had nothing to do, evidently, with a dive computer, and it wasn't like a super serious problem. It scared the bejesus out of everybody, but it kind of made me think, like, what? Why? How? And it was, you know, one of those battery problems, like you hear about with the cell phones and stuff like that. And I haven't heard any fallout from the standpoint of, you know.
Was it console or wrist mounted?
I don't know. It was just
it was on display. Somebody wasn't wearing
and
it.
Yeah, it was on display. Yeah. And there were just, you know, minor things. Evidently, like some people's ears were blown up or, you know.
Really?
I mean, you know, they had hearing loss there for a few hours.
But not as dangerous as vaping.
Okay. Thank you for that, Bubble Boy.
You hear the story about the guy whose vape blew up and it shot through the back of his head?
Well, anything could do that, but I'm just saying...
Sidebar.
Yes.
Well, you know, does it have anything to do with
it's
dive
perspective.
Computer?
It gives you perspective.
But it was really the battery issue, and I don't think it's a common battery, let alone a common
so dive
computer.
So dive computers have the same batteries as vapes?
Well, maybe this one did. I don't know. And it was some off-brand, I think, or some brand I'd never heard of, either from the UK or China or something, you know. But it was a battery issue. But I haven't really been able to, you know, dive much deeper into this story to find out if it's anything, you know, that we need to be concerned with at all. I don't think it is. And nothing, you know, there's been no, you know,
Greg, you're
about.
The only one of us that has a newer model. It'd only be your battery.
Well, or it could have been a, well, I guess it would have been a new one if it was on display at the dive show there, wouldn't it? So,
yes.
But, you know, once again, it wasn't a common name.
We just never ready. It was a never close ready battery. To you.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll dive into this eventually. We'll get into that. But we got to talk about liveaboard trips. We got to talk about diving with not tiger sharks or great hammerheads. How about oceanic white tips?
Ooh.
Want to learn about that? Stick around.
Ooh,
it's the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey guys, it's me. And I just wanted to remind you.
This shark, swallow you whole.
But I'm scared of sharks. 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 They'll bite you.
I don't wanna get my leg bit off by a shark. Shark, 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 shark. Stay away, shark.
Sharks are fast, sharks are mean. Sharks will bite you in the spleen. Sharks are fast, sharks are mean. Sharks will bite you in the spleen.
I'll catch this bird for you, but it ain't gonna be easy. Bad fish.
Stay away, shark. I don't wanna get my leg bit off by a shark. Shark, 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 shark.
You don't know me.
Stay away, shark.
You don't know what I got.
That's true. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving, and I don't want the sharks to stay away. I want them to hang with me when I'm diving. I want to go out. I want to search them out. So she doesn't know what she's singing about. She really has no clue. And one species of shark, one of the, actually not, there's not, this list is pretty short that I haven't dived with so far is oceanic white tip. And I might be changing that. I might be marking that one off the list. I'll tell you about that a little bit later on the big show today. But first, We got CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio.
Word.
Casey, Barry the Bugger, connected via the web. Oh, well, do we got Jerry now? Jerry has joined us. Jerry the Diver Guy has decided to risk his reputation.
Jerry was lost.
Fifth in command in the mountains
of
Virginia.
Well, I'm here.
Yeah.
What's so going on?
You still
I'm
have
late.
A shot to be in, you know, run the state of Virginia as governor or something like that?
Somebody's going to have to.
I guess. It could be you. And I think you're the fifth in line.
I'd vote for him, but I don't live in Virginia.
I don't think you got to vote in this. You just got to make.
I think we're going to lose three of them, though.
Well, I think you got to lose four, and then it's you, right? That's what I heard. But the fourth one has problems, too. So I think
give it time. He'll have all kinds of problems, just like the
other fifth in line of power.
Governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, then local dive master.
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant. Yeah. Yeah, that's
it's a great state to live in right now.
All right.
Virginia is for lovers.
Okay, we'll go with that. All right, but we'll catch up with you in just a bit. Hang tight there, Jerry, because we got Rachel from Explorer Ventures connected via
FaceTime.
Oh, the
beautiful Rachel.
Rachel, how are you? Welcome. Keeping busy or what? What are you doing?
I'm definitely keeping busy. I'm up in Vancouver this week, so sunshine. It's warmer than the rest of the country.
Real well, that says a lot. You want to be warmer right now because a lot of people are freezing. How cold is it where you are, Jerry? And is it like you like half frozen today or what? Jerry, what happened to Jerry? We lost Jerry. Okay,
he froze up again.
I'm navigating Walt here.
Oh, okay. He's trying to work. Get the Gomez Hilton connected. Understood. All right, we'll let them do that. So let's just focus on other stuff then, Rachel. So, as opposed to the weather, let's talk about places you can go with Explorer Ventures, because that's why you're here today and why you're going to hang out on Facebook Live and answer some more in-depth questions about liveaboard diving. So what's been going on with you guys?
Well, as you mentioned last week, we had some big announcements in January. We launched a new destination, so the Red Sea. You can now dive on Grand Sea Explorer in the Red Sea. And we've also launched Emperor Explorer in the Maldives. So we have a new vessel in the Maldives that you can dive on starting in August.
Yeah, I went to the Explorer Ventures website and I took a look around those vessels. Oh my gosh, they look awesome. Have you been to the Red Sea, by the way, yourself, Rachel, or is that on your list of places to go?
It is on my list, my soon-to-do list.
Yes. Well, we're working on something here, so we might be doing a little run out there to that neck of the woods here in the coming months. But, yeah, they're running them right now, so they can call up Explorer Ventures and book either one of those boats today. But I think the Maldives one doesn't start taking reservations till August, I believe. Is that right?
That's right. August is when the Emperor Explorer will be able to start booking. But Red Sea, we're booking now. Our availability isn't on our website yet. It's because we wanted to get selling trips so you guys can get out diving. So if you want to know about availability and dates, just give us a call.
There you go. I think Vinny Two Tanks, who's in the Philippines right now, he's already booked a spot on the Red Sea boat. Because he heard about this. He's like, I'm in!
I'm looking at it right now on the website. That is awesome.
It is good stuff. So,
Grand Sea Explorer.
1-800-322-3577 is the number you can call for Explorer Ventures. But obviously, they got boats all around the world. And there's some great deals going on, not to mention the fact that they were featured on Good Morning America last week, or we were talking about it last week, but the week before. That was a pretty cool little publicity thing for Explorer Ventures. Wouldn't you agree, Rachel?
Yes, definitely. Tom Collin from Aquatic Adventures brought on Good Morning America, and it's having a live broadcast from the middle of the Silver Bank in Dominican Republic is never easy, but they did a really good job. And, whales appeared on cue, which is, we weren't sure how that would go because of course, they're wild animals, but turned out really well. And there's a whole bunch of, broadcasts that are available on our Facebook page if you'd like to take a look at them.
Yeah, some of the behind-the-scenes stuff is quite interesting because they filled the galley of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard with TV switching equipment and stuff for this live broadcast that they did on GMA. And it was like, hey, I've eaten there. you know, and it was like, but they had that thing filled up to the nines with video monitors and God knows what else. Because, yeah, that was quite a feat to be able to do a live feed from the middle of nowhere or, you know, in the Dominican Republic like that. So it was pretty cool stuff. And seeing those videos, if you didn't catch it live on Good Morning America, yeah, just go to their Facebook page and you'll see some of those videos. All right. So let's get some dive reports from some of the boats and then talk about some cool specials you guys are running. I see something here about the CX2 and St. Kitts. Saw some dolphins riding
yeah,
a bow
I
or something.
I just wanted to share that. I just got posted. It was really unique. We had some dolphins bow riding outside of St. Kitts on Caribbean Explorer 2 this week.
That's just icing on the cake, man. I'll tell you what, when that kind of stuff happens. Because that's not super... I mean, it happens, but it's not like an everyday occurrence out there. That's kind of those folks got a special treat that week, didn't they?
Yeah, we have a lot of macro life on Caribbean Explorer too: seahorses and frogfish, and we do have, you know, nurse sharks and reef sharks. But dolphins, they venture there occasionally. But that was a really great bonus last week. They do. There's lots of dolphins and whales on, you know, Turks and Caicos Explorer too, and. So it's just neat that they ventured down that way this time.
Absolutely. All right. So we got some of that stuff that could happen on any of these trips where you see dolphins and things like that. You can look for Explorer Ventures at the upcoming dive shows. I believe there's one next week in D.C. They're going to be represented there. And then the Toronto Outdoor Adventure Show in Canada. Well, those are the same weekend of February 22nd. So make plans. You can go see them. Jen's going to be in Canada and doing a special presentation on the Galapagos. Is that what's going on from what I saw?
Yes. Jen is our resident expert on Galapagos, and she lives down there. And she's going to be in Canada, Toronto, presenting, you know, all the cool insights and on how to dive there and what you see and the best way to explore the Galapagos.
Absolutely. Well, and how would you like to go and save a few bucks? Well, I got Rachel from Explorer Ventures on with us, and coming up next, she's going to tell you how to do just that right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Thanks for everybody checking us out on Facebook Live. Rachel's going to join them in just a bit, or actually she's multitasking. I think she's on Facebook Live right now. Is that right, Rachel? You're kind of doing this at the same time and talking to us. It's like you can chew in, what is it, chew gum and rub your tummy or something like that? I don't know.
Yeah, multitasking.
Yes, I love it. But I want to get something out on the show, and then you can answer more specific questions for everybody that joins us on Facebook Live today about the Galapagos, because that is like the Mount Everest of diving. It is like the top of the you know, the best diving in the world. It's a challenge. And that's why if you go see Jen at the travel show there in Ontario, she'll give you some of those details. And maybe she can, you know, Rachel can dive into some of those on Facebook Live today, because the conditions are a little challenging for the average diver. You need to really be comfortable in your skills. But my God, when you get to that level, this is the place to go. And it's a once in a lifetime type of adventure. For sure. But it also usually costs a lot of money. But there's a special going on right now that you got a last minute cancellation or something that we want to get out there. What's going on, Rachel?
Yeah, we actually have a rare last minute cancellation for February 25th. So if anybody for Humboldt Explorer, where you can actually save now $1,200 if you'd like to go on that trip.
Wow.
So if anybody's got some time available in February, there's that open, and we also have it in our year of saving specials. There's a couple specials left for the Galapagos as well, all throughout the rest of the year.
Yeah, this is usually sold out like months in advance. So to have even a space available in the Galapagos on the Humboldt is a rare occurrence, and to save that kind of money, I'm telling you, if your skills are good as a diver, this is something that you need to do. So 1-800-322-3577 is the number to call. ExploreVentures.com. Get on there. and get it done quick, because I'm sure it won't last. But you can save $1,200. That's a good deal. So, Rachel, thank you for that info. You're going to hang out on Facebook Live for the next half hour, 45 minutes, as long as it takes to answer a few questions. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Thanks, Greg. Talk to you then.
All right, there you go. Rachel from Explore Ventures Liveaboards, the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey man, hey, what are you doing today?
I don't know, I was kind of bored. You want to do something cool?
Well, like what?
We could go scuba dive.
Oh yeah, that sounds great. I've never done it before.
Well, there's only a few things that you gotta do to be good at it, and it's really easy to learn. Here, I'll show you. Come with me.
Okay, everyone, let's get our gear on. Let's go for a dive. Tanks are right here.
Now, be a scuba diver. It can be so much fun. Making memories and sharing good times in the sun. Descend with the quickness. Equalize so you don't pop. To avoid decompression sickness, always make a safety stop. You know, gonna be a scuba diver.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is a good first step. If you're listening right now and you're thinking, you know, I'm not certified, I'd like to get certified. Well, you know, listening to Scuba Radio, a good way to acclimate yourself to the possibility of taking that plunge. I did some work this week, by the way, to set up for the year of dive instruction, and I did make some progress. So we're going to get CJ's son and my son certified this year. We got our potential new mermaid, Darcy. We got her in the pipeline. So I'm laying the groundwork, which means, you know, I'm talking to Patty, getting some things worked out with my instructor stuff, and I got that set up. And then I'm waiting for the weather to warm up to a level that I'm willing to tolerate the ocean temps. They're still a little too cold right now. Barry, have you been in the water down there in South Florida to find
negative
out what
there, boss?
I'm guessing the water temp right now is like low 70s, if that.
74.
74.
The crack research team on it.
All right, so that's what you've seen, Walt. Is it's actually 74, huh?
74 in the pool. Oh, okay. 103 in the hot tub.
There you go. At the Gomez Hilton. That's true. That will, and we have to do our confined water training, and that might be a good location for just that.
Greg, you have a dry suit.
We do.
What? The heck with the rest, as long as you're dry and warm, that's all that matters.
Well, you know, we were going to get it out last week because CJ threatened to put it on for the first time ever. It would still be dry. It's the driest dry suit in the world.
But then we started drinking rum and forgot all about it.
Exactly. We did, didn't
we? It wouldn't be dry after CJ put it on.
Well, that was the key. He was going to drink some of the tequila from Mexico that I brought back with me and then relieve himself in my dry suit and christen it or
Hey, Greg, I've got to interject something here.
Okay, Mr. Gomez, I'm sorry, Walt DeMartini. He's not Gomez yet. Yeah.
I spent the earlier part of the day at the chili cook-off over at Sailor Man.
Aha! Uh-huh. Yep.
And
which explains why he's broadcasting from the tiki bar outside right now there at the Gomez.
Yeah,
but I couldn't find the drunken sailor.
What?
Anywhere. And I couldn't even smell them. I mean, it was
wow. Yeah, you know, this is a pretty big event down in South Florida, this chili cook-off Sailor Man thing. It's like Burning Man for boaters, you know? But it's called Sailor Man. Why wasn't the drunken sailor? You know, I can guarantee you he had to be there in some capacity.
Well, you know, while you couldn't smell him because of all the natural gas going around.
Ah, okay, I got it.
He was... I don't know.
I know he was in Newport Richey last week because he was bumming me for all the cigars as I was closing up shop.
Really? Yeah, you shut down the tobacco nut. Is that right, Casey?
Yeah, I closed it down. I was spending too much time sitting in a store and not diving, and I'm a diver.
Mm-hmm. But did you clean out all the cigars so you'd have you have a pretty good stock, I would imagine.
I have every humidor in the house filled to the brim.
Yeah, very nice. There we go. All
right. Party at Casey's house.
He was like, is that one cracked? Has that one got a hole in it? Didn't you drop that one? Every time I turned around, I was just like, just take a cigar and leave.
Huh.
You stink.
Okay. Smoke them if you got them.
Uh-huh. All right, well, he's loaded up with sticks, and now they're just in his house.
He's got sticks. I don't know what he didn't have any bottle in his hand. He had both hands full of old sticks I was getting rid of.
Mm. Wait, did you see any cigar smokers there at the Sailor Man event there, Walt? What do you think? Maybe?
No cigar smokers, but they did have all the chili and you could eat and all the free beer you could drink.
Huh. So there was some smoke coming out of somebody's chimney somewhere. I don't know, man.
Fire in the hole!
Oh, hey!
Fire in the hole!
Well, you know, we'll have to see. You know, if I know the drunken sailor as well as I do, which unfortunately I'm usually right more than not in that regard.
We're working on summoning him.
Yeah, all we got to do is mention his name, and he usually pops up in no time. So we'll see. Keep an eye on the phone lines there, Bubble Boy.
Kind of like the Kool-Aid, man.
He may call up 888.
Hey, I have an update. I don't know if you want to backtrack on the German battery thing.
Yeah, what about it?
Our buddy Chris Findlay texted me with a link to the story, and it had an English article.
Right.
What happened was somebody put a 3.6 volt
battery,
but the computer was set on rechargeable battery, so it was trying to recharge it for several hours, and then blew the cover off.
Wow. Okay.
So
well,
that
makes
sense.
Have
a 1.6 volt or a rechargeable battery.
Okay. Well,
make
that makes
sure
me
the setting is correct.
Feel way better about that situation, because when I first saw that story, I'm like,
oh my god,
it wasn't
just a random thing; it was set right incorrectly.
Well, there you go.
User
error. I was thinking this was going to be like, you know, a Galaxy Note kind of problem. Yeah, and then we're gonna start having problems with bringing our dive computer.
So I mean, I just like if that's
true, sounds
what
right.
I read.
That makes sense because I've never heard of anything like that ever happening again. It scared the bejesus out of everybody there at the show, and the initial report came out like there was all these injuries and stuff, and it got blown out of proportion.
Well, that's good.
A
Every
bit.
Once in a while, you got to purge the bejesus, otherwise you get bloated.
Good point. You know,
now you have to take gas X.
Well, you know, or
eat some chili.
You go to the chili cook-off thing, at the Sailor Man.
I wonder if Gasix's stocks go up during that time.
Okay.
Negligible.
Okay. Okay. So, anyway, I've never had a dive computer wig out on me like that or even do anything strange, which is a good thing. We don't want to have those kind of problems. But, man, it shot through the internet a couple weeks ago when this happened at the boot show in Germany and really made the rounds big time. And I was like, oh, geez, we don't need this. So that's good to know. Thanks, Chris, for the update. We appreciate that. Chris is one of the regulars that checks in with us now and then. We see him at the dive shows like Beneath the Sea. I'm sure we'll see him up there at the end of March and Scuba Show possibly, maybe beginning of May. And also he checks us out on Facebook Live and
that's
stuff.
That's real-time research right there.
I love it. We appreciate the help. Because God knows we need it.
It's a good thing it didn't happen at the marijuana show.
Well, nobody would have even noticed, I don't think. Yeah, the
marijuana. Cheese doodles, man.
Yeah. Yo, dude, what was that? Oh, I think it came out of my pants.
It's the popcorn.
I don't know, but I got home 3 days before Greg did and Jerry did, so I don't know what happened in Las Vegas.
Yeah, we don't want to go there. We don't want to go there. So anyway, that was one story I wanted to throw out there today. There were a couple others. Actually, who was it? Was it Bubble Boy or UCJ that sent me about this ultrasonic dive computer?
That was me.
All right. So pings, what does this thing do exactly?
Did
there,
you
Bubble
read
Boy?
It? I don't know. I forgot, Greg.
Yeah, you forgot. Thanks.
I send these things to you. I see them. I send them and then I forget about them.
Yeah. Well,
he never does his homework.
It uses pings to communicate amongst the divers.
Yes, they have the machines that go,
oh yeah,
bing bing.
It works much better than an Altus lamp underwater.
What do you Okay, but what is it supposed to do exactly?
It.
I don't think it makes those sounds.
It does. It uses ultrasonic, so you'll hear. You actually hear a bing, and you'll.
So those sounds I hear are ultrasonic. You're saying I have the hearing of a dog right now?
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, but underwater, ultrasound comes off as a ping, just like in the movie Hunt for Red October.
Yeah.
One ping and one ping.
So it's the dive computer uses like submarine technology.
Yes. What about the fish one? I sent you a fish one.
The fish one about them being able to know that they exist or whatever. They're conscious.
Yes.
What do you think of that? I saw that one too. I don't really get that. There's some controversy on whether that test that our animals are conscious of their being or whatever.
What three words, Greg.
Yeah.
Loretta the grouper.
So delicious.
Yeah. Well, I don't
know. No, Loretta the grouper in the Bahamas.
I know.
What about him? What about her?
She always seems to hang out in the same place. It's like, what fish goes to the same place knowing where the divers are?
A fish that is...
The one that gets fed?
Yeah.
But nobody's feeding it anything. It just shows up and it says, where's Greg? Where's Greg?
Bing! Okay, I don't think the dive computer was used in that instance. I don't remember hearing any... Bing! 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 And Loretta was one thing, but do they have conscience? Do the fish, can they think? We'll talk about it.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, Reef Safe Sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, Reef Safe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For Reef Safe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, Reef Safe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. Go with the original. Reef Safe. For more info, go to reefsafesun.com.
Protect the sea and you and me. Reefsafesun.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
These people sound like they're yodeling underwater.
Underwater, 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 me, underwater, underwater, me, underwater, underwater, me, underwater.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to being underwater. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio with me. Also, Jerry the Diver Guy, Walt DeMartini, Casey the Tobacco Nut,
woo-hoo!
And Barry the Boater. But Casey's without his tobacco tobacco hut. So
yes, I will need a new moniker.
I know you're still a tobacco nut, though.
Well, yes. Yeah. I am the one that supplies the only Scuba Radio cigars in the world.
That's right.
And now they're going to be a private stash, so they're kind of like a collector's item for sure.
I have a few remaining.
Few Miranda.
KC in the sea?
KC in the Sunshine Sea? No, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to work on that.
Tobacco Anyone? Nut still works, so we may have to leave it alone.
For now.
KC for now.
Yeah, we do need to find a dive site for this year we can all meet up at.
I'm working on it. Could be the Red Sea, which Rachel from Explorer Ventures is chatting about there in Facebook Live right now on the Scuba Radio Facebook page. So if you have any in-depth questions about, you know, diving in the Red Sea on their new boat with Explorer Ventures or the Galapagos.
Red Sea would be great.
Yeah.
The Turks Caicos was absolutely fabulous.
Yeah,
I can imagine the Red Sea would be outstanding.
I am working on some plans right now. So we're going to have some announcements here in the next week or two. So just stand by for that. But in the meantime, go out there to, you know, just call up Explorer Ventures and book something. Or go into Facebook Live and chat your heart away with Rachel and you know, maybe pick her brain and like, hey, I want to do this or that or whatever. What do you suggest?
You know, the time we spent on that liveaboard in Turks Caicos, Greg, I cannot think of one down thing to say. The food, the people, the dives, the boat itself, everything was excellent. And in reality, it was fairly cheap for all the diving and food and everything we did on that boat.
It's hard to beat the value of a liveaboard dive trip.
Whatever you do, do not go on exploreventures.com and look at these new boats. Don't do that because you'll
book be spoiled.
Yeah. Well, there's that.
I am just freaking out over this.
It is.
Just call them up and tell them Scuba Radio sent you.
Well, that's true. And, you know, on most of the boats,
we're all full.
Not only do they include all the food, you also get your drinks included as well. So that may not be the case for totally on the Maldives because of the locale. But, I mean, the value is phenomenal. But it's really about the experience. I mean, you go out there and you just are spoiled rotten.
I'd go back to the Turks and Caicos in a heartbeat. I haven't been since 2008.
Well, we may have to change that. I think our next one, I'm like I said, we're going to have some announcements here in the next couple of weeks and lay down some schedule. But I think we're going to head back to the St. Kitts and Saba. We're looking to do that around mid time of the year. We'll see, but I'll have the official announcement here in the next couple weeks for you. But in the meantime, go to Facebook Live, talk to Rachel, or just call them up, 1-800-322-3577, and they will hook you up. Okay, so are fish self-aware? And you know, we've had this story before where, you know, dolphins, well, they're mammals, and they say that dolphins, you know, have a bigger brain than we do, and they are self-aware, which...
They're smarter than a lot of people I know.
I would agree with that, present company included. And, you know, the thing, the way they figure this out is that they put a mirror in front of these critters, and if the critters... can somehow differentiate the fact that this is them as opposed to another critter. Like if you set a mirror in front of a jawfish
and CJ.
Turks and Caicos or CJ.
How dare you?
and it starts, yelling at itself. You know, a jawfish will sit there and start to get agitated and like start darting at the mirror. It's quite entertaining to watch. But obviously, he thinks it's another fish trying to take his hole over there.
I've seen dogs do that, Craig.
Dogs do, it depends on how dumb your dog is,
exactly.
I guess. But DJ. If they're self-aware, supposedly they can differentiate that, hey, that's me. And then they start... preening and in the mirror, I guess. I don't know how they figure out.
It's called voguing.
Yeah, but supposedly there's some fish that they got that they have decided the scientists who are doing this study say that this fish has realized that this is him or her and is not another fish. So therefore, that fish is somehow self-aware. And does this change your opinion of the fish? Should it be protected a little bit more because it's self-aware? Is it smarter than most of the people that are connected to Scuba Radio right now as we speak? Does it affect the fact that if the fish was self-aware, you would not even consider eating it anymore?
Oh, that wouldn't stop me.
That wouldn't. Well, I mean...
I like fish and seafood way too much.
I don't know if the fish, like grouper, this applies to grouper... the species of fish we're talking about. It's on here somewhere. I'll have to. I didn't keep that here in my notes. But grouper. I mean, I won't eat a grouper just because I've had those experiences, like with Loretta, like Bubba Boy was mentioning before, or better yet, Oscar the Groper, who grouper in actually that was Turks and Caicos too, I think. And
I thought you said groper.
Oscar. We took one of our mermaids down, and her top was like made out of a seaweed kind of thing, and Oscar swam into the shot and decided to take a little nip. And I was like, hello, I don't think he's a grouper. I think he's a groper. And they lived, the mermaid, Mermaid Abby, and Oscar the Groper lived
Rounders.
Happily ever after. Oh, dear God.
How about lobster?
Self-aware,
right?
Who cares?
Lobster or self-aware?
Yeah, well, we may have to conduct some tests. But would it affect the way you look at them? Well, I don't know. I to each his own. All right, hour two is on deck. We got the Dive God and Oceanic White Tips to talk about. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They're not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.